are we going nuts with Def Leppard today? Holy cow.
Why not, man? This is a great day.
Yeah, but you got to go back earlier. I'm a pyromania guy here.
Dude.
This is a little cheesy here.
Oh, that's awesome. You ever seen him in concert?
Yeah.
When they played this song, we'll talk concerts one day, but this concert, they played this song at Starwood. 16,000 people lost their mind. Almost the same
including
way.
Including you?
Almost, really, the same way Predator Nation lost their mind last night.
They did lose their mind. It was amazing. Coming up at 5 o'clock, by the way, great job by Aaron Solomon so far on our Super Bowl coverage. Three great interviews this hour. We've got another good one. Not as big of a name, but an incredible story. Ray Lucas, former Jet, former Dolphin, quarterback, played for Bill Parcells, had a lot of rough times after his playing career was over. I mean, extremely rough. We'll talk about it. If you've seen the HBO piece on him, it is an amazing story. Aaron will talk about that with him at 5 o'clock. And then at 5:30, Vanderbilt head football coach James Franklin recapping the big day of recruiting for him. Now, as we mentioned last night, big, big comeback for the Predators. They're down 4-1 with 11 minutes to go in the game. They're still down 4-2 with 3.5 minutes to go in the game. They come back and win in regulation in Minnesota last night. A lot of the Predator fans listening are like, yeah, I know, Willie. Get to the guest. Yes, Mike Fisher is on the line with us. He scored the tying and winning goals in the final minutes last night. Mike, you guys have been in this situation a few times. Your seventh win when down 2 goals or more on the season. It's got to be an interesting feeling on the bench to know that you're still in it, even though in this league it's very difficult to come back.
Yeah, no question. You know what, we get down and you get a couple, you know, early in the year and you come back and you know that feeling and you know you've done it before. And I think it's just that belief, really, that, you know, it seems like we're just real calm when we're down in the third, and it's almost like, you know what, here we go again, we're gonna do it. And last night was, I mean, we've come back in some, you know, pretty good fashion, you know, against Columbus twice. They were unbelievable. Last night was one of those where we kind of, let's get out of here quick because, you know, we stole that one.
Mike, is it hard when you were playing so well before the break and then you've got some days off? How tough are those first couple of periods on a team?
It was pretty tough, man. We I mean, you know, Minnesota had the same break we did, but we, you know, we traveled the day before you know what, we were just off. You could tell by our play early on, especially for first period, we weren't making our passes, and guys were a little off. Second period, I thought we played pretty good, and then, you know, third, we just kind of took over, and, you know, a lot of people played really well. So it was an exciting one and good boost for us.
Mike, we talk a lot of football in here, and the coaches throughout history have always talked about when you go into a game, you don't think you're going to win, you expect to win, meaning you got a lot of confidence. Off that game last night, how much confidence does this hockey team have now? And now when you go to games expecting to win, I think is a far greater thing than, we might win this game tonight.
Well, it's a belief, and we have a lot of belief in our locker room and the guys and the way we've really come together as a team the last couple months. And I think, you know, we're one of the hottest teams in the league probably the last month in January, and we know that we're a hard team to play against, and doesn't matter who we're playing. We beat Chicago twice, you know, before the break, and you know, we beat St. Louis a few times this year, and those top teams we've been playing real well against. So that's going to be huge going down the stretch. We know we got a tough schedule, tough games coming up, but you know, we're a confident team and playing real well, and we can't let up. We got to keep that going, and we want to finish on top. And we're, you know, it's gonna be tough. You know, Detroit's playing real well, but we feel like we can if we keep playing like this, we can finish on top.
Mike, who is the emotional leader of the team when you guys get behind like that? A guy who comes around and says, "Look, let's, you know, keep it going." Is there one guy on the team, or is it a bunch of guys?
You know, it's kind of shared. We have some good leaders, and we, you know, I think you look at the way, you know, Pekka plays late in the game and his composure, the way he communicates to players. He's a guy that we can really sense his confidence, and obviously, you know, Suter and Weber are, you know, guys that are always there making the good plays and when we need them to. But up front, really, it's a different guy chipping in every night and playing well. You know, our line last night, I found my line, we didn't play well early first few periods and didn't play as much, which we shouldn't have. and lines three and four were playing real well, and then we just kind of got a couple late, but it's different guys stepping up and playing well, but overall, leadership's got to be shared. It's got to be everyone, you know, kind of following suit from a few guys and being a team, and that's what we've done.
Mike, you've been here now about a year. I'm sure from the outside you had your own perception of what Nashville was going to be like as the trade was announced from Ottawa. Now that you've been here a year, what have you thought of Nashville? What's it been like being a part of this organization and this community?
It's been awesome. It's been you know, better than I expected. And you know, the first things coming to Nashville, you know, I was really surprised at where the enthusiasm of the fans and you know all the guys that. Even some of the new guys that come here, you know, this year, that's the first thing they comment. It's like, man, fans are a lot better than I thought. And it's almost like playing in Canada. And we've, you know, like we had, I think, 8 sellouts in a row over the, you know, Christmas holiday. And, you know, everyone's been really showing great support. And it's a really good place to play. And I've really enjoyed, you know, every part of it. And, you know, winnings this year. And, you know, we've been playing well. And that's fun. And, well, we got a lot of work to do, and we want to win the Cup, and that's our main goal. And there'd be no better place to win it than in Nashville, because that whole city would be rocking right behind us, and you know, that's our goal, and we want to do that.
Mike, you referenced early in the season so many young players, one of the youngest rosters, and it still is in the NHL. What do you, as a veteran, one of the few veterans on this team, try to do to set an example, and what difference do you see in how the young guys have come around?
Well, they've come around really well. We've had guys come in halfway through the season, Ellis, Bork, you know, Yip we picked up, a lot of guys like that. And, you know, Smith's played real well, and I'm probably missing some guys, but Roman Josi's played really, really solid, and those guys come out and played really well. But as far as, you know, being an older guy, it's just trying to do the little things and preparing for games and being focused and, you know, preparing yourself in, you know, the gym and you know, working hard. It's those little areas where you try and help out some of the guys. And because, you know, you look at a guy like Craig Smith, who's played, he's not used to playing 82 games. And you know, he's played great the last little while and, you know, had a little bit of a slower spot, but he's not used to that travel. So it's, you know, talking to him about his body working out and how, you know, you can try and help him being in the league for so long. And those are those little things. But, you know, our guys are, a lot of those young guys are professionals, and they wouldn't be here, you know, if they weren't. And they've done a really good job and really helped us. And it's a big part of the reason why we've, you know, managed to play well this year.
Mike, you're talking about being in Nashville and how the city's kind of embraced you and embraced the Nashville Predators as well. You had a book signing not too long ago for your book, Defender of Faith. So many people showed up out there. The book, it's been out for about a year now or so. How was it to get that and put it together? Then when it finally got out, to actually read, you know, kind of your life story there, was it kind of surreal?
Yeah, a little bit. Still is. I really thought I'd have a, you know, book out, but you know what? Zondervan came to me, you know, early part of last year and with the idea, and I thought it was, you know, a really neat idea to share and to share with kids and talk about my faith and how important that is in my life. And you know, I've been really blessed and I want to give, you know, God all the glory, and he's given me these talents and abilities, and I'm very thankful for them. And what better way to kind of share that a little bit with, you know, with kids and people, and you know, hopefully a lot of those, you know, kids will, you know, it'll help, and it's been great. You know, support, like you mentioned, for the signing has been really good, and yeah, I think people are enjoying it, and that's why I did it.
Mike, I got to ask you, it's interesting. I saw you at practice a couple days after you got the gash from the high stick, and hockey players generally are so easygoing, and if a regular guy gets a gash like that, and you got stitches. Under your, you know, around your chin, everywhere you go at work, people would go, "Oh my gosh, what happened?" You know, that sort of thing. But for hockey guys, it's such a thing where you're just walking around. It's just part of the game, and people don't even say anything. But what's it like? I mean, when if people don't know that you're a hockey player, when you walk around and somebody sees something like that, I mean, you just have to say it's part of your job.
Yeah, well, most of them, it's a little bit of a clue between the hair and maybe a little bit of scruff and a cut, they kind of maybe figure it out. But you know what, it is, you know, part of the game, and you get those from time to time, and guys maybe make fun of you a little bit for, you know, that was Kostitsyn that hit me, so they're making fun of, you know, him for ruining my modeling career. But other than that, it was over long ago. But no, it's all part of it, and it's all worth it for sure.
And it's healing up okay, I trust.
Oh yeah, it's fine.
You're sort of at the mercy. You're at the mercy of the doctor, I guess. When you need to get a good stitch, I guess, in a short period of time, so you can get back out there.
Yeah, and luckily it was at the end of the, you know, close to the end of the period, so I didn't really miss much time. But most cities, you're hoping for like a plastics guy because they just clean it up so nice. But you're not always so lucky in some cities. But
so it varies from place to place. Well, Mike, speaking of cities, you're in Philadelphia. You've got a big game with the Flyers, a rematch with them. A very talented roster from top to bottom. So another big challenge tomorrow.
Yeah, it's, you know what, we put them real well in our building a few weeks ago, and we know they're going to be ready and charged up. This is a, you know, Philly's a tough building to play in. The fans are you know, geared up, and they always come out real strong early. So it's going to be a big test for us, and we're, you know, coming off a little bit of an emotional win. We know we got to be a lot better early because we were pretty bad in the first period last night. So I think that'll help us come out a little bit stronger tomorrow, and it's going to be a good game for sure.
Well, Mike, thank you for joining us, and thank you for providing some great drama last night. We're actually going to relive it here with Tom Callahan's call here, so you can critique the call if you'd like to stay on the line for these next couple seconds, and you can give Tom some pointers if you didn't like it. But let's take a listen, and Mike, thanks a lot for joining us.
All right, thanks, guys.
Here's Wilson, right side, leaving it. Irat in, back to Wilson. Feeds it in front, they score! Mike Fisher on the doorstep, ties it at four! Exactly 3 minutes left to go in the third, and Fisher puts home the tying goal. Fisher on the wall, fell, but got it down low. Smalling after it once again. Stoner couldn't clear. Fisher sends it towards the net, he scores! Fisher finds the hole with 20.8 seconds to go in the third. Nashville takes a 5-4 lead.